Let's see. Mnemonics?
Johnny
Mnemonics.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Explain, that was an interesting concept.
Okay, Johnny Mnemonics is a popular popular movie from a guy starring Keanu Reeves, where he has an implant that can hold so many giga or mega gigabytes of information through...
What's a gigabyte?
A gigabyte is a computer term for a billion bits of information.
Okay.
And he can hold so many billions of gigabytes or whatever. And so basically he would go around to various corporations or place or people who need to hire him, and they would load him full of information, and then he would have these little key pictures that they would send off to the place that he was going to download to. And then he'd go off to that place, and they'd show him the pictures, and the information would get downloaded to their computer. So it was a very safe way of transferring stuff without it being intercepted, you know, electronically in between. But the problem was he was a courier, so he could be, you know, intercepted himself and killed on the way. But yeah, it would be similar to what just happened to you.
No, really. I'll have to look into that popular entertainment. I don't think it's similar at all from what the images you're projecting.
Well, it was key pictures. You used key words. Information was loaded in, and the information was loaded out.
From what Kiri was just whispering, that it's her voice that is part of the programming to generate Amol programs, because I don't remember that either, going to Amol's office. She was there. She programmed mental restraints into me. I was taken down there. I actually got to ride in one of those trolley things. I was taken in. She offered me a cup of juice, I assume some cookies, and she loaded my mind. And then I was told, have a good day, and I left.
But you got to meet her, though.
Then I'd be meeting her again.
Excellent. So was she everything you thought she might be?
She's shorter than I thought she would be.
Oh.
She's younger looking than I thought she would be, and she's also more regal looking.
She's a smart cookie.
She's very smart. She's also totally celibate.
Bummer.
Because I do remember when I talked to her to arrange to go over to get the information, that I'm thinking, my, she's cute. And she goes, I'm not interested in sex or lovemaking. So I'm like, why would you think that? And her comment was that I was oozing sex. And so I asked her, I said, are you interested in some recreation? And she goes, it's been so long, I don't even know how to do it. She's not interested. She's asexual.
Asexual.
No interest in sex whatsoever.
Well, she certainly has priorities straight.
Let me put that straight. She has children. She has grandchildren. She has great-grandchildren. It's just that she has no interest in sex at this time.
Well, someone who's serious for their craft. I can't argue with that. I mean, God, I'd get a lot more stuff done if I wasn't so much into sex.
Oh, she's very focused.
It's probably necessary in the job she's got. I'd probably, in her job, I'd probably be pretty asexual, too. It's a lot of responsibility, but you'd have to be asexual to even get to that point.
I don't know.
I don't either. It works for her. Oh, well. Good to see you tonight, dear.
Yeah, thank you.
I noticed the bunnies in the apartment or in the villa. What's up with that?
Just practicing rabbit taming.
Rabbit taming, is that what your character is? A rabbit tamer?
No, it's just, Kiri suggests it to get my IQ up.
Oh, your intelligence?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what are you doing, a swordsman mage, I noticed, or something like that? Like a tank mage?
What's a tank mage?
A tank mage would be a swordsman with a lot of high magery.
No, it's a way of getting the dex up.
Okay.
Healer mage.
Healer mage. But you have swords.
It's a way of getting the dex up.
No, swords gets up strength.
Strength.
Right. Now, I'll have to. He didn't show you. Well, I'll have to work with him on that. Show you the 2020 rule.
You lost me.
Well, 2020 is where you basically go into town with like 5,000 gold.
Mm-hmm.
You go buy skills. Doesn't matter what. Cooking, music, sewing, anything. To get your skills capped out at 700.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go back to the villa. And then what you do is, well, let's say you want to get your strength up. You have your wrestling set at 0.
Mm-hmm.
And you have everything else under show reel. You know, the little button says show reel. You click. If you go to skills, you see a little button that says show reel.
Skills?
Yeah, on your little paper doll.
Okay.
Okay, there's a little button there, a little bar that says skills. So you click that.
I've got a confession. I don't read English.
Well, she could point it out. It's the fourth one down.
Okay. I don't read English.
Yeah. That would be a problem.
Mm-hmm. When it comes up with everything in the bottom, I just look at it and it looks nice.
Okay, well...
I don't like the color, just the patterns look nice.
I'll have Mark go ahead and I'll show him that trick to get your stuff up. Just tell us what you want to have up and we'll get it up for you.
Healing.
Okay.
Majory.
Easily done.
Everything else is irrelevant.
Okay, healing and majory.
And, music skill.
Oh, easy. Okay.
Because I want to... be able to heal anything and stop fights.
Oh, so you want to do peacemaking?
Peacemaking, yes.
It's a skill.
Mm-hmm.
So you get...
It is?
Yeah. Peacemaking is a skill. What you do is you stop fighting.
Oh, okay.
You know, if somebody's being chased by something, you use peacemaking and it stops from chasing that person or yourself or something.
Oh.
They forget to fight.
I normally just take off my clothes for that. Well, I had some fun last night.
And you're
night.
Stuck in a diaper.
Yeah, unfortunately. Noticed that a...
I like your outfit, though. Anyway, what happened last night?
Well, we had a little bit of fun going on up here. We took Mark down to the corner bar, myself and two girlfriends.
Oh.
And we went down to the corner bar. And it was mainly just... Yeah, people my age and a little older up to Mark's age group. Yeah, the youngsters on the base.
Right.
We wanted Tia to come, but she was feeling tired. So we were down there. We started using skills for fun. The more that we had to tipple, the more skills got. We were playing one game is a Manifestors game. And that's called Regurgitate the Drink. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that what you try to do is you create either an odor or something that will make their person bring up their drink that they've just had.
Yeah.
And the person that wins is the person that keeps down their drink.
Yeah.
We didn't let Mark play for the simple reason that, to be blunt, his mind isn't that highly tuned to be able to pick up on those things.
Well, yeah.
Then we played a PKers game. Again, Mark had to sit down because he's not a PKer.
Right.
And that is remove the clothes.
Well, you're not a PKer, are you? Is it fully developed?
Yes.
Well, when is it? It's healing that's not fully developed. Uh-huh. That's right.
But it's working on it.
I thought it was PK.
No, it's not PK. Everything, the actual weak one is the astral travel.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Bring that one up. And then there's the coercer game. And the coercer game was one of the things where we let the moral step to one side, and it's whatever you desire, you have to get the other person or persons to do.
Hmm.
We let Mark play that one. And everybody was pretty lenient on on him apart from myself.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. But he did actually manage to coerce one of my friends into waving their panties at everybody.
Oh, well, that's a pretty good start.
Mm-hmm. Their shields were easy to dismantle.
Oh.
And then there's the Astral Travelers game. And this is a good one. You'll love this one. The Astral Traveler has to get into the trance, get to the other side of the room, read the note that we write, and we had to write it in English for Mark, so I don't know what it was, and get back and tell us what the note said, whilst everybody's heckling, and we have a timer going.
Oh, well, how did Mark do?
Came second.
Second, that's pretty good.
The young lady that you coerced to wave her panties, she is Border Point Paramount Grandmaster.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. She beat him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does she know English?
No, she speaks English, but she can't read it.
So how'd she get read the note?
We write a separate note for each person participating. I lost miserably. I was forfeit on that game. So I had to strip on the table.
No big chore for you.
No big chore. But when she lost her game, we blindfolded her. And the person's left that she sat down, she is their plaything.
Oh, how fun.
Mm-hmm. I cheated. I made sure she landed on Mark's lap. He needs something young.
Well, good job. Congratulations.
But that's the games we play.
That sounds like fun, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there is another one that's a Manifestor's game. And that's Incinerate the Clothes.
Uh-huh. While they're wearing them?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the hard part.
That sounds tricky.
Oh, it is very tricky. Okay, if you incinerate the clothes, you get a round of applause. If you incinerate the clothes, round of applause. If you burn them, you have to take care of their wounds and their burns. Now, to win the game, you have to take the molecules, the correct molecules, that were their clothing, which is now ashes on the floor, and reassemble their clothes.
That's tough.
Thank you.
You did it?
I did it, but I didn't do it fast enough.
Oh.
Had a guy that was a little older than Mark, he was the one that did it real fast. He just incinerated the clothes. Poor Mark's standing there totally butt naked, looking very embarrassed. Did this with his hands, looking around very embarrassed. And then this guy just went, clothes were fixed.
No way!
Mm-hmm. Apart from Mark had his hands inside his pants.
That is tricky.
So, when are we going to get Velvet up here?
Oh, there's a tricky one.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, she's not an astral traveler trained or anyway.
I can,
so Mark has to be the one to take her up.
Mm-hmm.
But she has to agree to want to be taken up.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to make some time where she can be taken up.
Mm-hmm. Hey!
Hey, you catch plenty again.
If you'd come down earlier on, you would have seen a very interesting side of what happened.
Yeah, she communicated for the Syrian representative what needed to be said.
Oh.
She doesn't remember it.
No, don't remember a word. Just thinking about it, actually. Okay, I'm channeling through Mark, and the representative channeled through me, so that would be
a double channel.
Would she be channeling through Mark or me?
Mark.
No, because I channeled her through Mark.
But you're just a go-between between her and Mark.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Mark just a go-between between her? Okay, so those were the games that we were playing.
They were good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
Very cool. Some of the forfeits are a little bit interesting, though.
How so?
Well, apart from some of the sexual ones, there is also the one where, for example, for the forfeits for one of the guys that was involved in the astral travel race, he had to push a cork across the corner bar with his nose, keeping one end always forward.
Well, at least it was only his nose.
Mm-hmm. But by that point, we were getting quite lubricated. Not sexually, just liquid lubrication.
Yeah. Sounds like fun, actually.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fun. You play some interesting games. There's also the spoon game.
What's a spoon game?
Okay, first of all, you have to get one spoon.
Uh-huh.
Then, using your ultra senses, this is a game anybody can play. You plug your ears, and your eyes, and your nose. Okay. All you've got is your ultra senses.
Alright.
Okay. You have a spoon on the table.
Okay.
What you have to do is to pick up the spoon with your hands behind your back and balance it on your nose.
Are you picking up with your mouth?
Mm-hmm. You don't forget you're blindfolded, your nose is clogged so you can't smell, and your hearing is impaired.
So locate the spoon, grab mm-hmm. it with your mouth, and then get it onto your nose and balance on your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter if the position is on your nose?
No.
No, just as long as it's on your nose.
Mm-hmm. The more skilled you are, the higher the task is.
Yeah, I mean, if you're standing on its edge on top of your nose, that'd be pretty typical.
Mm-hmm. I can do it.
You can do it?
Mm-hmm. As long as I'm sober.
Oh. I can't do it if I was drunk.
You'll see what happens when you're drunk trying to do it.
Spoons all over the place.
We're trying to find it and find the right one because everybody's got their own spoon that they have put out for them.
Yeah.
It gets really funny.
Hmm. I can see how it could be done.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the process of doing it might be a little bit tough.
Got to be very clever with your mouth.
No doubt. I'll tell you about the Manifestors game in a little bit.
Yes, the Manifestors game.
That's too cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I would have been blown out of every competition. I'd be sitting there having to do all these forfeit mm-hmm. penalty things. Well,
I like the other Manifestors game.
Which one's that?
The one where you manifest an odor.
Oh, that one.
Keeping the drink down game.
Yeah. That one is a little messy.
Mm-hmm. That's normally later on when we've had quite a bit to drink. They get worse the more we drink.
Well, that helps because you get the drink out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Who won that?
I don't know. I was actually getting close to being face down at that point. Well, actually, I was kind of head down, butt up.
Ah. Yeah, that would be pretty much you'd be forfeiting that one.
Mm-hmm. Actually, was that point? Yeah, that was the point. We were getting ready to leave, and Mark had to help me up to my feet.
Well, sounds like a successful party, anyway.
Mm-hmm. We closed the bar.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So, any hangover the next morning?
No.
No. What, you drinking something that was non-hangoverable?
No, I just had something to drink on the way back, and then I took some tablets to help balance everything that had been urinated out and thrown up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Unless you're back to normal the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I would take a few days on that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of the thing was that this morning I had to go and be programmed.
Yes, well, that would affect
you. So I didn't have any class. So I thought I'd have some fun the night before.
Oh, good call.
Apparently it made me very pliable and open.
It probably didn't help your headache tonight, though.
No, probably did not.
Now you're going, why did I drink so much last night?
It kind of does feel like having... It's worse than a hangover, actually, especially the locations right here. Here and here. Actually, the one here is starting to go away.
Oh, that's good.
This one here, where the third eye would go, seems to be the problem. Seems to be the feeling of there is a very serious reason for this one here.
Pituitary.
Mm-hmm. I think this was the loading point.
That'll be the pituitary.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. It is the gateway to the mind.
Mm-hmm. But beside the eyes and up here a little bit?
Temples?
Mm-hmm.
Just storage space.
Probably. Yeah, just, but well, behind the eyes?
Yeah, but you got... Well, yeah, you got jammed full of information. It blew out some synopsis, probably here and there. They'll heal up, but in the meantime, you had to have some...
I hope they're healed up by next week, because I could do it again.
Well, yeah, it's... Brain's pretty functional as far as that goes. You mm-hmm. only use a tenth. You probably use maybe a quarter.
Mm-hmm. Actually, my skin's very sensitive right now because since I've unloaded, it's like everything was numb. Nothing was real. Even sitting down and having dinner, I didn't taste anything. Drinking, I knew what I was doing, but it wasn't. It was all very, you know.
Right.
But now my skin is so incredibly sensitive.
Well, so that's a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like you'd want sensitive skin.
Oh, yeah, I like sensitive skin. So when are you going to get Velvet up?
Well...
I'd like to talk to her.
Gotta get Velvet up to channel.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be too tough, no.
Yeah.
And then, if she'll come in here... We'll have to arrange for an earlier session as well.
Mm-hmm. Could you find out if it would be okay if I wrote to her?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Very happy to.
Mm-hmm. What's that feel, Andrew?
I don't know. I'm looking at... What are you doing, Foggy? Relax.
Probably adding extra protein to his hair diet. His hair doesn't have any gender.
Yes, she does. There's nothing there.
Yeah, I was about to say that I didn't get the feeling of any ovaries or anything.
No, she got fixed.
Fixed? Wouldn't that be breaking her?
No, that would be fixing her. So she can't have kittens.
But that would... If it was fixing for her, that's contradictory.
Well, I know. It's the name they use.
Now you lost me in the translation, so...
Yeah, you basically breaking her. You're taking out her natural cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And you're replacing it one where she can't have kids.
Yeah. I think you learned a very valuable lesson about pity. That pity sometimes is a harmful luxury.
Indeed I did. Mm-hmm. But getting Daniel out of it, I have to admit, was probably the best thing ever happened to me in my life.
Oh, most certainly. But what I saw was the once feeling of pity that turned to disgust.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that might have been... I also saw something about in there a gift, and I couldn't type it down.
It's probably Daniel.
No, a voice. Somebody else's voice. Sananda's voice, I think it was. I've only ever heard him talk once.
Yeah.
It was a gift. Comment about a gift.
He did mention a gift.
Mm-hmm. And it would be from Russ to Russ. That's what I heard. A gift from Russ to Russ.
Well, you got it nailed down perfectly. That's exactly what he said. I don't remember it till now.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he was referring to a child.
He wasn't?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know what he was referring to, but it didn't sound like a child. It sounded like something that was from you to you, only you didn't know it.
Yeah, me. Understanding, maybe. I don't know. Maybe more compassion. But there you go again.
Uh-huh.
Pity.
Uh-huh.
Expensive luxury.
Mm-hmm. It's a luxury you can't afford right now.
I got Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's worth a bit. He's a good kid.
Yes, he is.
He's going to be a great kid someday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lesson I've got to learn. You know, my third dimension's full of lessons. Got to take them when you come. You got to thank them for being there. Can't get disgusted or bummed that you got them. You just have to be glad that you did.
Anger is a very useful emotion.
I agree. I agree. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, sometimes it has no place.
Sometimes it could be a very useful tool if it's focused and channeled right. The same as frustration.
True. I think it's a tricky part, focusing it right.
Mm-hmm. Now the question is, you think of it as a game of chess that you've lost a couple of key pieces, but you can still win.
Mm, I suppose. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things where, you know, the game's not over yet.
No, it's far from over.
There's a lot of stuff to be done, a lot of moves to be played.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, look at the teachers I have each week, and then I'm got to go face a third dimensional, you know, life like environment I'm mm-hmm. in. The dichotomy is quite strange to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there you go. Without the dichotomy, I miss the lessons. Without the lessons, dichotomy would be opposites.
You have to remember that I'm very limited in my English ability. Right.
No, one set of circumstances being opposite to the other.
Yeah.
In this case, having, you know, six-dimensional teachers, but dealing with third-dimensional people.
Mm-hmm.
The two sometimes do clash.
Oh, I should imagine it would be very hard for you.
Yeah, it's got its challenges, mm-hmm. but at the same time, like I said, I wouldn't give up a single one of them.
You seem to be having a lot of third-dimensional challenges just recently.
Well, growth does that to you. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're growing, you're going to get challenged. The more growth, the more challenges.
Mm-hmm.
This must be a time of huge growth for me.
Looking deeper into your mind, I see a time about 7 years ago where there was no growth for a long time.
Yeah.
You were enjoying bongs? Is that correct?
Yeah,
bongs?
Marijuana, weed.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know what cannabis is.
I was basically just vegetating, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the point where I really didn't have any direction.